From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is under pressure to hold snap elections after his Syriza party lost big in recent parliamentary elections. Although Tsipras's term ends in October, he is hoping elections will salvage some political power before then. Among the issues at stake is the fate of refugees who have become political scapegoats in European nations like Greece. Today, we go to Athens for a special report on Afghan refugees in Greece. My guests are Amy Williams, a journalist and filmmaker, and joining her is Shafi Kias. She's a clothing designer and a refugee from Afghanistan. Welcome, Amy and Shafi.
Hi. We're happy to be here.
Thanks so much for joining us. So Amy, first, explain to us what your role in this project is. You're the founder and executive director of Global Girl Media. What are you doing in Greece?
Well, I came to Greece about 3 months ago because I was very concerned about the voice of women in the refugee crisis. And I felt like it wasn't really being reported. And if it was, it wasn't being accurately reported. You could actually say that about the entire refugee crisis. So I decided that Global Girl Media was needed to have a chapter here. And the way we work is we train young women ages 16 to 22 around the world in citizen journalism. We give them the tools to report on issues that matter to them. And we started our training in May, and we've just finished the first round, and you're going to see some of the work, and you're going to hear from some of the young women that I trained.
And I should mention that Amy Williams, in part, is there because of KPFK's help in securing her press credentials. So we're very proud to call her a correspondent for our program. I want to ask Shafi Kias, tell me a little bit about yourself. You're from Afghanistan. How did you come to Greece?
We came with a smuggler, because the situation in Afghanistan after in Iran, it's not so safe for us, especially Afghanistan, because when I was there, all the time you can hear the voice of the bomb. For this reason, we have to come to Iran. Came to Iran after that. In Iran also, we have a lot of limited to live there. And we make decision to came to Europe to find a good situation for us, for ours.
So I understand that you are a clothing designer. What are you exactly doing in Greece now? What sort of work do you do?
At the moment, I'm working with the networking, helping someone to make a fashion show, like with the secondhand clothes, and to change the new clothes. It's a little bit strange clothes, and also I am working with someone in the shop to fix pants and dress and
as a tailor. I just should add that the English command of all these sisters is quite amazing. They've learned English when they've come to Greece, and they've been here 2 years, almost 2 years.
Yeah, less.
Less than 2 years. Yeah. She's learned this language in less than 2 years.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty impressive.
And studying.
Later in the program, we'll actually watch a short video produced by one of Shafi's sisters about the school that she is able to go to. Let's talk a little bit about the situation that Shafi and her sisters, whom we'll hear from later, have been in before coming to Athens. Amy, why don't we start with you? Tell us about Moria Refugee Camp in Lesbos, Greece, one of the most notoriously dangerous and unsanitary and difficult refugee camps in the world.
Yeah, the BBC just called it the worst refugee camp in the world. Mm. These camps, we have to say, weren't set up for the amount of people that they're servicing right now. Greece, just to catch you up a bit, since 2016, there was an EU-Turkey deal signed, which essentially tried to put the burden of the refugees back on Turkey. And it was like a deal where the northern wealthier European countries really wanted to stop the flow. 1.5 million refugees have come through these islands and through the mainland of Greece onto places like Germany and Denmark. But in 2016, they were appalled at how many people were coming. And so they struck this deal with Turkey, and it's very complex. I can't tell you all the ins and outs of it because I'm no expert. You'd need a law degree. You'd need a Greek law degree and a Turkish law degree to tell you. But what I love that you called refugees political pawns, because that's exactly what's happening in camps like Moria. People are stuck. They've closed the borders. It's what used to be called the Balkan route, where they would walk across the borders into northern European countries. That has not been the case since 2016. And actual registrations for asylum have really slowed down. It's become this huge backlog. And the other thing that I found out in actually preparing for this interview is that people think that the refugee crisis is over, that the big waves were 2015 and 2016. Well, they're coming at a rate of about 200 to 300 a week. If anybody's really interested, they can follow a wonderful blog called Are You Serious? as in Syria. And it actually documents how many refugees are crossing every day, how many boats are making it or not making it, how many deaths. It's really crazy to read these every day. In 2019 alone, 14,313 refugees have hit the islands. 40% of them are from Afghanistan. And then I think the girls can talk about this specifically, what it's like to be an Afghan refugee here, because they don't get the same services and the same legal protections that the Syrians do. And yet they are still fleeing a war, a very active war.
Let me ask Shafi to tell us a little bit about what it was like to live in Moria refugee camp. And then what is your situation, your living situation now? How did you leave?
Unfortunately, that place, it's not good for a human. Mm-hmm. Because when I arrived there, I never imagined about this place in Europe, its present. Really, the first time I'm shocked, maybe this is one dream. But it was a reality. It's very the woman, all of the women never stayed there. About all of the place, a lot of rubbish, nobody cleaning, and nobody came to organization there. And a lot of people together live, and they cannot speak each other. They have a lot of misunderstanding between them. Also, this because of this, all the night you have to watch a lot of fights. Reality war, not fight war, because the people kill themselves.
They actually witnessed levels of violence that were so disturbing. I just want to just jump in here, because what I've been hearing a lot is the trauma that this has created, not just the health conditions, the lack of health care, the terrible food, but the fact that they had to witness violence again after having left a country of violence. And they're talking about the experience of living at Angora camp is created a mental health emergency. And I think the younger girls can also kind of talk about what they've done to overcome that. And that's one of the things that Global Girl has tried to do with its training, is to use the camera as a tool to process trauma. And there is a lot of, they're doing art therapy, dance therapy, they're involved in theater. I'd love for you to talk to them about, you know, the toll of living in a camp isn't just the statistics that are, you know, reported in the newspaper. It's really much more of a deep, deep psychological dive and having to deal with that every night.
Right. I was reading that one of the things that women refugees in Moria were forced to do is wear adult diapers overnight just so they didn't have to use the bathroom facilities because it was so unsafe for women at night in this camp.
When we were there, there were a lot of people from different countries because that time the government don't have a place to separate the, for example, the Syrians separate as Afghan people, the Arab people different separate as for example Kurdish people and like this. But unfortunately, when they want to say something each other, but they cannot understand each other and make a fight between them.
Small problems become huge in these situations where people are crowded and full of stress,
right,
and just, you know, crazy journey. And imagine what they left behind, you know, and what they're carrying with them. So I think that the mental toll, the mental health situation is something that we're not hearing enough of, especially for kids and minors. There's quite a lot of unaccompanied minors. That story hasn't really been told. And there were a lot of children that would just attach themselves to another family just to, you know, escape the situation. And so I've heard they can tell you that they know kids that are in Germany, but they should be with their parents here. So it's just been hugely chaotic in terms of how things have been handled. And with this new EU election and what's happening throughout Europe and also in Greece, this sort of fascistic rise to power, I think it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. And we'll probably see, maybe not right away, but we'll start to see these camps closing. I'd just like to add that it's been a real joy to work with these young women. They're incredibly resilient and creative. And we went to the beach yesterday, and they're doing another piece about looking out at the water and the complex relationship they're having with water. None of them know how to swim. Culturally, it's really difficult to take off all your clothes and get in the water, but they all did. And that moment for me was powerful because we were all sitting in the water on an Athens beach, and they were opening up and talking about things. And to share these things with a total stranger, although I'm not a stranger, you know, now that I've been with them a bit, but I really don't know enough. And those of us that haven't been through war and haven't experienced the kind of horrific journey that they've been on, to sit with them and to share, you know, to break bread together and understand who they are as human beings, that for me is just a real honor.
And we'll post a link on our website to the amnesty petition that is calling on action around keeping refugee women safe in Greece. But now I want to play a video that was shot by one of the sisters, one of Shafi's sisters who will speak next, called Under the Lemon Tree, about the school that she's attending or she's been able to attend. Amy Williams and Shafi Kias, I want to thank the two of you so much for joining us. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
My guests have been Amy Williams, journalist and filmmaker. Shafi Kias is a refugee from Afghanistan and a clothing designer. And after you watch this video, we'll come back with two more sisters of Shafi, who are also, of course, Afghan refugees.
My name is Adele. I'm 17 years old. I'm from Afghanistan, but I born in Iran and I grew up in Iran. we left because Afghanistan wasn't safe for my family, and we couldn't go to a school, nothing. Because if they know that you are Afghan person, they will not have a good behavior. I never felt welcome there. Right now, I'm like 1 year and 7 months I'm in Greece.
Mahmunir is my friend. She told me how good her school is. Every morning, I leave my home to meet her. We meet under the lemon tree in front of her house. Then we walk to school.
I changed my school 2 times. And then Mahmunir told me that come to my school because it's very good school.
My name is Mahmunir and I'm 16 years old. Adele and I meet in Greece, and we became a good friends. I studied for 7 years in Afghanistan, but I did not feel safe at my school. Even on the way, there would be men on motorbikes who throw acid on our faces. Or in school, they would put something in the water that would make us sick.
My school is the best school that I see in my life.
There are many students from other countries like Egypt, Ghana, Pakistan, and Georgia.
Some people may think leaving your home because of war is a hard thing or a bad thing. Yes, it is. But this school helps me a lot. Mahmunir helps me a lot.
In the future, I want to be a cardiologist to take care of people's hearts. And I wish for all of these people all over the world to have the happiness I have found here under the lemon tree.
And that's an excerpt of a short film called Under the Lemon Tree, made by Adele Kias, who we're going to be speaking to next, along with her friend Mahmunir, as part of Global Girl Media. We're in the middle of an exclusive special report of the status of refugee women, especially in Greece. And we'll post the entire video, including the parts we weren't able to play, on our website, Rising Up with Sonali. .com. I'm very pleased to introduce to our audience now Karime Kias, who is an aspiring poet and filmmaker, and her sister Adele Kias, high school student. They're both sisters of Shafi, who we spoke to earlier, and they're of course both Afghan refugees. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Thanks so much for joining us. Adele, let me start with you. Tell me a little bit about this film that we just played. We didn't get to meet the principal of the school, but I understand that he was very helpful in bringing you to the school and in your journey at the school.
When I went to register, I just went by myself, and he registered me, and he said, you can go to your class. He said that your mother can come one day just for sign. And it was very easy for me because I changed it 2 times my school to find the right school for myself. And I find it. I didn't know that he's a good person.
Karime, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do. You're an aspiring poet and also a filmmaker?
Yes. The first time last year, one volunteer come to my place and try to learn us, teach us about poetry and also about one magazine. This magazine about my life and the situation in Mulya.
And so I had asked your sister to tell us a little bit about your experience in Moria refugee camp, which is considered now the worst refugee camp in the world. Why don't the two of you also tell me a little bit about your impressions? Let's start with you, Adele. What was it like to live in that camp?
Moria wasn't safe for any woman. We couldn't live there. We were there just for 2 weeks, and we decided to live there. Because it wasn't safe for any woman. Because, you know, in Moria, I cannot, nobody eat food Moria. Everybody, if I eat, after make it sick. And then the situation Moria, for young, for nobody, more than for woman, not good. Because it's not safe place for woman. More than another people, and every night I scare about this how to go to bathroom.
Right.
I cannot alone go there with my brother go there, and also every time every night I heard fighting refugee between, and also for this I cannot stay more than 2 weeks. Stay there because also my sister feeling, it's like depressing. If I stay more than 2 weeks there, maybe after I make us crazy.
It would make you crazy for if you lived there longer. So tell me what's happening now. You are trying to, I understand, crowdfunding for a new place to be able to live there. The political situation in Greece is not good for refugees, and you might not be able to continue to live in the place that you're living at now. Tell us a little bit about your crowdfunding campaign for your home.
Because the place we are living, after 2 weeks, it's going to close. And we don't have any place to live. And we cannot work because I'm underage. I cannot work. I also try to find the job before. I start to look at everywhere for work. But I cannot find the job because it's not easy for people from Greece. It's not easy for find the job.
Right. Unemployment is a huge problem in Greece, both for Greeks and for refugees. We're going to play a short video of the crowdfunding campaign for the home that you are hoping to be able to afford, since the place that you're staying at now will shut down in 2 weeks. Here is a short video for a fundraising campaign that the Kia sisters have put together called A Home in Athens.
Welcome to my house.
My name is Adele. I'm 17 years old. I'm from Afghanistan, but I born in Iran and I grew up in Iran. We left because Afghanistan wasn't safe for my family, and we couldn't go to a school, nothing. As you can see, it's a small room that we are living for 1 year and 6 months. It's we are like five people. We are living in this room. This bed is for my sister. She's sleeping here, but there's a lot of bed bugs, and every night they are eating us, and they will not let us sleep. When we came here, we were very tired because the night that we wanted to came to Athens, it was very difficult for us because we didn't have anywhere to go. We didn't have any place to sleep. And we came here, we were really tired. چیزایی که اینجا یاد گرفتم، چیزایی که اینجا تجربیاتی که به دست آوردم، خیلی از چیزا را.
And that's a short video called A Home in Athens. It's part of a crowdfunding campaign that my guests, Adele and her sister, Karime are involved in, and there are a total of four sisters. And so we'll link to that crowdfunding campaign from our website as well later. I want to finish by asking both of you, Karime and Adele, what your message is to the people of Greece. Of course, there are many people in Greece who have embraced you, but then there are also people who think that refugees shouldn't be allowed in their country. What would you say to them? What would you say to politicians who think that refugees are not, you know, shouldn't be allowed in their country?
The first, and thank you for everything for people of Greece, because I saw the people of Greece, it's very kind people, but the problem, it's not people of Greece, it's the problem from, I don't know how to tell, maybe the situation is not good for refugee, because now a lot of refugee in living in Greece. The people in Greece, they are very good, as you see my principal. I love him. He's a very good man. And most of the Greece people, they don't know refugee. They think that they come and they take their country, their job, everything. They think that they came just to, I don't know, how can I say? They think that they just want to have a place and a money. And they think they cannot do anything. If the refugee can work, they can work. But in Greece, the Greek people, they cannot work also.
I want to thank both of you very much for joining us today and wish the two of you good luck. Good luck to your whole family, and thanks so much for joining us.
I want to thank you to Aimed for supporting us, to let us to came here.
I'm going to just jump in because we have to thank the people that are hosting us. We're part of a journalism incubator, a Greek journalism incubator for professional journalists, and they took these girls on and this project on with Global Girl Media, and that's where we're talking to. That's why we're in such a fancy place. And they are treating these young women like professional journalists, and it's really remarkable to see how we've been embraced by the journalism community as well. So we just wanted to say thank you to Aimed and to you, Sonali.
Thank you very much. My guests are Karime and Adele Kias, both of them refugees from Afghanistan. Also, you just saw Amy Williams, a filmmaker. And earlier, also, we spoke with another sister, another of the Kias sisters, Shafi Kias. And we'll post links to their films that we showcased during this interview, as well as an Amnesty International petition aimed at alleviating the situation of female refugees in Greece. I'm Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter, subscribe to our video channel on Vimeo, and find our audio podcast on iTunes and now on Spotify.